Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover the crazy situation in Spain right now about Spain launching a new phone app designed to make sure that chores are equally shared between men and women at home. Basically, it's going to tell women if their husbands are doing enough housework around the house. The government launching it is intending to address the gender imbalance of housework and will log the hours a family member spends doing chores. Many women spend more time doing unpaid housework, it says. But many men also spend more time working for actual money at their jobs. Will there be an app to track the amount of time men spend at work compared to women? I mean, if a man is working 60 hours a week and a woman is only working 45, shouldn't the government make an app to shame women for their lack of equal participation in the workforce? I mean, if they can now shame men for not doing their household chores in Spain, shouldn't an app also be created by their government to shame women for not working as many overtime hours as men do? This is the brainchild of Angela Rodriguez, Spain's Minister for Gender Equality and Domestic Violence. She's hoping the government will release it this summer as part of their co-responsibility plan. Spain is probably one of the most feminist countries in Europe. All a woman there has to do is accuse a man of a domestic, and he'll be punished without any proof. My question is, who exactly will measure the length and type of chores? I know women that say they're spending tons of time in the kitchen, but all that actual time spent cooking was only about an hour, while they were in there for four. Will the app take into account that most men, at least the ones that I know, are far more efficient at their tasks? What about the quality of cleaning? You can see where this is going. The government nitpicking every single human behavior. More like perceived laziness of males. In the end, it's projection. Men can no longer blame women in Spain for not doing their fair share because the government is saying that the reason this app was created in the first place was because men are the ones not pulling their weight. Also, what will the app do with the data about so-called lazy husbands? Might it get used later on some sort of social credit scheme? Do you really expect men to take this sort of abuse? Or will men start going their own way from marriage more and more these days? I think we all know the answer to that, and it is yes. The minister announced this in Geneva, where she was discussing discrimination against women. Rodriguez said nearly half of women who took part in the survey in Spain's National Statistics Institute said they did the majority of the housework in their home. Isn't that logical? Think of it this way. If men were surveyed in Spain about housework, and slightly more than half of them said they did more housework, then wouldn't they actually be doing more than women? The results of the survey seem to use a lot of weasel words to make women seem more oppressed than they really are. But apparently the survey also said that less than 15% of men said they did the majority of housework. So I guess women are doing more. But are things like yard work and garden maintenance included in that as well? I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Spain creating an app to track if men put the toilet seat down after they take a piss, even if they're living alone. Clown world show. I got another hunch that somehow a social credit score system will be used with this new app. Plus, it'll probably get used in divorce court as well. If a woman is planning on divorcing her husband, then she could push her husband to install the app first and gather information for a year to show that she does more of the housework. And then they'll the court that her behavior goes back 10 to 20 years. Meanwhile, the husband thinks that his wife is putting a lot of new effort around the house for his benefit and that she's being a good wife. Meanwhile, she's just upping up her hours and doing it for a bigger payout down the road. So it appears that she's doing more in the divorce courts. If you think I'm overreacting, I'm not. Because in April of 2017, a man was ordered in Spain to pay his wife almost £20,000 for the housework she did during their time in a 6-year marriage. Another guy was ordered to pay his wife €204,000 for unpaid domestic labor through their 25-year-long marriage. There are companies bidding with the government to see who's going to get paid to make this app. But the government has only set aside about €200,000 for the app, and that means it probably won't get done properly. If there are two things that don't mix, it's IT and the government. They always have a hard time implementing it, which means I'm not all that worried about this thing working. The gender equality minister says it's women that usually not only clean up the kitchen, but they have to purchase extra washing liquid and make sure there's food in the house, and that she's simply not doing those things for herself. Plus, if you know most women, they complain about a mess being made. But when I was growing up, when my parents went away on vacation, they hired a cleaning lady, thinking I couldn't do the job, and then the cleaning lady told them that besides some dusting, the toilet and shower, there really wasn't anything else to do. I find women complain about cleanliness, yet make the biggest mess, and use this as an excuse to shit test and nag males. The minister also wants to expand this to not only something between spouses and partners, but other family members like sons and daughters, as well as flatmates. But what makes them think that men and people in general are going to install this app on their phones? I certainly wouldn't. It's not the law. It's completely voluntary, and you know it's going to be the cucks that are the ones that are more likely to install and use it. No self-respecting man is going to do this. It's crazy to think that women in the state want to micromanage men now. If men fall for it, then women will be more likely to leave them because it shows the guy has no spine to stand up to her. I also wouldn't be surprised that at some point the government forced men to start using this app, by law. If they didn't and there was actually a divorce, then the woman would win the largest amount of money awarded for doing housework. Considering that Spain pretty much has a feminist government that hates men, I wouldn't put it past them. Basically, unless you can prove that you did an equal amount of housework, then you have to pay as if you didn't do any at all. It's like those companies that charge you $100 or $200 if you lost your parking ticket. Meanwhile, they have the CCTV camera footage of you entering and parking in the garage. Forcing men to pay the full amount would be a complete scam. But I could see the government there doing it. But even with this insanity, it looks like the birth rate went up in Spain by almost 1% from 2021 to 22. But then again, 2021, we were still in COVID. But I expect it to slide in coming years when you have a feminist state that just assumes that men's default state is laziness. I would argue that we aren't lazy where it matters. But when the state is out to demonize men and use whatever advantage it can to punish men, then it doesn't matter that men work more at work and less at home. The idea is to get men to work more and more at home too. You also know that most guys would pull more than their equal weight at home, so the government and their housework app would leave them alone. I don't know about you, but for me, it's always been about overkill. Doing way more than my partner around the house, and when I had businesses with one woman in the past, so that I wouldn't actually be shamed for being lazy, I was doing more than pulling my own weight. I learned quite young that one of the best ways to deal with criticism is not to get criticized. To stack the deck so far in your favor that people won't dare criticize you. That's one way you could have peace of mind. That's what I suspect many Spanish simps are going to do. To do 60% of the housework or more to be left alone. Funny enough, that's not even what women want these days. They want men to fight and not to do housework. Because if he doesn't do it, then he's a high-value man. They can get away with ignoring the demands of his wife. A man that gives in to her demands fails the shit test, and therefore is a low-value man. But if he doesn't do the housework in the future and fails the shit test, then he could actually be in the family courts owing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Therefore, the only winning move is not to play this game. That's why more men than ever are going to go their own way in Spain. I'm sure the numbers have only grown exponentially since then. Women really enjoy dominating men in the short term, but they tired of it in the medium and long run. And they tend to discard such men like used do-rags. Again, if you can't play the game and win, then don't play it at all. That's the one thing that women weren't counting on. That we would just walk away from all the insanity. Places like Spain still might get the men that are currently married to adopt such crazy technology, but future generations of men, many of them, will be hesitant to start a relationship because they won't like the idea of being pressured to start doing a chore diary. Why do you think the Spanish government is pushing that it should also be used by families and their kids? They want to train the men while they're still young and form that habit in them while they're still kids. But in the end, it'll just be normalized that men are lazy. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the Spanish government, Chore App, will declare that women having sex with their husbands is a chore, and will award them $200 per session during divorce courts. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap $200 whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that declare that wives sleeping with their husbands is unpaid sex work. So men now need to pay for it with all their money after divorce away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.